well and loud let it ring, Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing, Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
And now before beginning this study, let us bow our heads in a word of prayer.
在我们开始研究今天的课程之前，我们先要低头祷告。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你，因为你在每一次广播的时候是与我们同在。今天我们还是求主的灵与我们同在，也帮助每位听众可以得到主的福音。求主帮助他们，使他们不但是受感动，更是希望他们可以遵守主的道理。我们这样祈求，完全是奉主的圣名，阿门。Let us turn to lesson 97.
请翻到第97课。
Lesson 97.
第97课。
The subject of lesson 97 is After death, what?
第97课的题目是死后如何。
Do the dead know anything?
死人他们知道些个什么事吗？
If you ask an ancestor worshipper, he will say yes.
如果你去问一位拜祖先的人，他会告诉你是的。
At the Qingming Festival, we see many go to the graves.
在清明节的时候，我们会看见很多人到墓地去。
To burn paper money,
烧纸钱。
And sacrifice food,
供食物。
The belief is that the spirits of the dead revisit the grave site at this time or at that time.
相信他们是相信在那个时候死人的灵魂会到墓地那个地方去。
Many Christians believe that the soul is immortal.
很多基督徒是相信灵魂是不灭的。
And that it either flies to heaven at death,
那么他在死的时候不是飞到天堂去,
or goes to a place of punishment,
就是到处罚的地方去。
Confucius professed ignorance with regard to the hereafter.
孔夫子曾经声明他不知道关于来世的事情。
He said, If we know not about life, how can we know about death?
他曾经说未知生焉知死。
The only reliable answer to this question is found in God's Word.
对这个问题唯一可靠的答案可以在上帝的圣言里头找到。
Certainly, the one who created man knows where he goes after his decease.
当然，创造人类的那一位，他一定会知道人死了以后会到什么地方去。
After a person's decease or after his death. Let us study the Bible now on this important subject.
现在让我们来研究圣经里头对于这个重要问题所有的话。
Death did not originate with God.
死亡并不是起源于上帝。
He is the source of life.
他乃是生命的根源。
John 1:4 says of Jesus,
约翰一章第四节论到耶稣说,
In him was life.
生命在他里头。
And this life was the light of men.
这生命就是人的光。
God is not only the source of life,
上帝不但是生命的根源,
He alone is immortal or undying.
也唯有他是永远存在,是不死的。
1 Timothy 6:16.
提摩太前书第六章十六节。
We have studied that death came as a result of disobedience.
我们已经研究过死亡是由于不顺从而来的结果。
It is the wages of sin.
死乃是罪的工价。
Death then passed upon all men.
死就临到了众人。
See Romans 5:12, 6:23 and 3:23.
看罗马书第五章十二节、六章二十三节，还有三章二十三节。
What then is man's condition in death?
那么人死了以后的情形是怎么样呢？
It is the opposite of life.
它和生命是正好相反的。
When God created man,
那上帝造人的时候，
He formed him out of the dust of the earth.
他用地上的尘土造了人。
Then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
然后他就把生气吹在他的鼻孔里。
And man became a living soul.
那个人就成了有灵的活人。
Or living person. Genesis 2:7.
创世纪第二章七节。
At death, the reverse of creation takes place.
死的时候，就所发生的事情，就跟在创造的时候所发生的事情正好相反。
The breath returns to God.
生气人就归于上帝
The giver
就是赐灵的上帝
The body returns to the dust
身体仍归于尘土
See Psalm 146:4
诗篇146篇第四节
There is no indication in the Bible
在圣经里头并没有什么地方提到
That any part of man is aliveOr conscious after death.
没有提到人在死了以后，他身体的任何部分是活着的，或者是醒视。
In fact, there are many texts which describe the unconscious state of the dead.
事实上，却有好些个经文描写死的时候是毫无知觉的。
In Ecclesiastes 9:5 and 6 we read
在传道书第九章五节六节里头说
The living know that they shall die
活着的人知道必死
But the dead know not anything
死了的人毫无所知
Psalm 115:17 states
诗篇115篇17节说
The dead praise not the Lord
人不能赞美耶和华
Neither any that go down into silence
下到寂静中的也都不能
In speaking of the deceased
论到死了的人
Job says
约伯说
His sons come to honor
他的儿子得尊荣
And he knoweth it not
他不知道
Or he does not know it And they are brought low
降为卑
But he perceiveth it not of them.
他也不觉得。
Job 14:21.
这是约伯记第十四章二十一节。
Psalm 146:4 emphasizes the immediate cessation of all thinking processes at death.
诗篇146篇四节强调人在死的时候一切的思维都会突然停止了。
Yes, in this verse it emphasizes that thinking ceases immediately at death. His breath goeth forth,
他的气一断,
he returneth to his earth,
就归回尘土,
in that very day his thoughts perish.
他所打算的当日都消灭了。
Thus the teaching of the Bible on the state of the dead is absolute unconsciousness.
这样看来圣经是教训就是死了以后的情形是绝对没有知觉。
Some may ask,
有人可能会这样问
What about the soul?
那么论到灵魂又怎么样?
This question cannot be answered until one understands what the soul is.
除非我们先明白灵魂是什么，才能够回答这个问题。
A study of several Greek and Hebrew words,
研究一些个希腊文和希伯来文
translated soul,
就是被翻译成为灵魂的那几个字
brings one to the conclusion,
我们就会做这样的结论说
that the soul refers to the entire being or the individual,
就是这个灵魂是指整个的人而说的。
It is more correct to say a man is a soul.
我们要是说人是个灵魂
rather than he has a soul.
比说他有一个灵魂更加的正确。
In other words, it takes the combination of the body with the breath of life to make a living soul.
换一句话说，身体和生气连起来就成为一个生灵或者是一个灵魂
or a living person.
或者是一个活的人。
When these elements are separated,
当这些元素分开以后
there is no soul.
就没有所谓灵魂的存在。
None of the original words for soul imply that there is a conscious entity outside of the body which lives on after death.
论到灵魂的这些原文里头，没有一个含有在死亡以后会有一个有知觉的肢体离开身体继续生存的意思。
Yes, it explains here that if we examine the original words in the Hebrew or the Greek,
这个地方告诉我们说，要是我们研究那些个希腊文和希伯来文，
their meaning does not include the idea,
这些字的意思并没有以下的这些含义，
that there could be a conscious entity outside of the body.
说是在身体之外还有另外一个有知觉的肢体。
Jesus spoke of death as asleep.
耶稣论到死亡好像睡觉一样。
He said to his disciples,
他对他的门徒说,
that his friend Lazarus sleepeth.
说他的朋友拉撒路睡了。
You can read this story in John 11.
这是在约翰福音第十一章。
Because the disciples failed to understand his meaning,
因为门徒不了解他的意思,
he then said plainly,
然后他就清楚地说,
Lazarus is dead.
拉撒路死了。
When a man sleeps, he is unconscious of the passage of time.
当一个人睡觉的时候, 时间的消逝对他来说是毫无所知的。
If he sleeps well, it seems but a few seconds between the time he drops asleep at bedtime and the dawn.
如果他睡得很熟，那么从他开始睡觉的时候，一直到天亮，在他看来只不过是几秒钟而已。
Moreover, from sleep there is an awakening.
而且一个人睡觉还有一个清醒的时候。
Therefore, the hope of those who die in Christ is to awaken.
所以那些在基督里头死了的人还有醒过来的希望。
Or be resurrected.
就是复活。
At the time of Christ's coming.
就是在基督来临的时候。
It is comforting to know that our deceased loved ones are neither in hellfire nor in heaven at this time.
但是知道我们已经死去的亲人在这个时候既不在地狱的火里头也不在天堂里，这种思想是可以给我们安慰。
If they were suffering eternal torture for their mistakes,
如果他们为他们的错误而受苦，
we would not be happy.
我们就不会快乐。
If they were looking down from heaven on this world of suffering,
如果他们从天堂里看我们的世界上的苦难,
they would not be happy.
他们也不会快乐。
They are today peacefully sleeping.
今天他们正在平安地睡着。
Their pain is over.
他们的苦痛是过去了。
And they are resting from their labors.
他们也是休息了，歇了他们劳苦的工作。
Awaiting the call of the life giver.
等候赐予生命的那一位的呼唤。
Let us look at the vocabulary words to this lesson, lesson 97.
我们看这一课的生字，第九十七课。
We have first,the word site.
第一个生字是地方。
site. Second, opposite.
相反的。
opposite. Three, reverse.
反过来。
reverse.Four, unconscious.
没有知觉的。
Unconscious. Five, perceiveth.
觉得。
Perceiveth. Six, cessation.
停止。
Cessation. Seven,thinking processes,
思维或者是思想的步骤。
thinking processes. Eight, absolute,
绝对的。
absolute. Nine, conclusion,
结论。
conclusion.Ten, elements,
元素。
elements. Eleven, separated,
分离。
separated. Twelve, imply,
含有某一种意思。
imply. Thirteen,entity,
肢体。
entity. Let us read the lesson over again in English.
我现在把这一课再用英文再念一遍。
Lesson 97.
第九十七课。
After death, what?
死后如何？
Do the dead know anything? If you ask an ancestor worshipper, he will say, yes. At the Qingming Festival, we see many go to the graves to burn paper money and sacrifice food. The belief is that the spirits of the dead revisit the grave site at that time. Many Christians...believe that the soul is immortal and that it either flies to heaven at death or goes to a place of punishment. Confucius professed ignorance with regard to the hereafter. He said, "If we know not about life, how can we know about death?" The only reliable answer to this question is found in God's Word. Certainly, the one who created man knows where he goes after his decease. Let us study the Bible now on this important subject. Death did not originate with God. He is the source of life.John 1:4 says of Jesus, In him was life, and this life was the light of men. God is not only the source of life. He alone is immortal or undying. 1 Timothy 6:16. We have studied that death came as a result of disobedience. It is the wages of sin. Death then passed upon all men. What then is man's condition in death? It is the opposite of life. When God created man, he formed him out of the dust of the earth. Then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, or living person. Genesis 2:7. At death, the reverse of creation takes place. The breath returns to God, the giver. The body returns to the dust. See Psalm 146:4. There is no indication in the Bible that any part of man is alive or conscious after death. In fact, there are many texts which describe the unconscious state of the dead. In Ecclesiastes 9:5-6, we read, "The living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything." Psalm 115:17 states, "The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence." In speaking of the deceased, Job says, "His sons come to honor, and he knoweth it not. And they are brought low, but he perceiveth it not of them." Job 14:21. Psalm 146:4 emphasizes the immediate cessation of all thinking processes at death. "His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish." Thus, the teaching of the Bible on the state of the dead is absolute unconsciousness. Some may ask, what about the soul? This question cannot be answered until one understands what the soul is. A study of several Greek and Hebrew words translated soul brings one to the conclusion that the soul refers to the entire being or the individual. It is more correct to say a man is a soul rather than he has a soul. In other words, it takes the combination of the body with the breath of life to make a living soul or a living person. When these elements are separated, there is no soul. None of the original words for soul imply that there is a conscious entity outside of the Bible which lives on after death. Jesus spoke of death as a sleep. He said to his disciples that his friend Lazarus sleepeth. See John 11. Because the disciples failed to understand his meaning, he then said plainly, "Lazarus is dead." When a man sleeps, he is unconscious of the passage of time. If he sleeps well, it seems but a few seconds between the time he drops asleep at bedtime and the dawn. Moreover, from sleep there is an awakening. Therefore, the hope of those who die in Christ is to awaken or be resurrected at the time of Christ's coming. It is comforting to know that our deceased loved ones are neither in hellfire nor in heaven at this time. If they were suffering eternal torture for their mistakes, we would not be happy. If they were looking down from heaven on this world of suffering, they would not be happy. They are today peacefully sleeping. Their pain is over, and they are resting from their labors, awaiting the call of the life giver. Well, we have dealt very briefly with the question of the state of the dead.
我们已经很概略地研究了死了的人以后的他们所有的境况。
Perhaps these thoughts are quite new to you.
也许我们所提到的这些个事情在你看来是很新奇的。
You will find, however, they are supported by the Bible texts.
但是你也会发现这些说法是以圣经为根据的。
There is much more material in the Bible which we should study.
圣经里面还有很多的材料是我们所应该研究的。
In order to get a more well-rounded picture of this subject.
这样才能够对这个问题有一个正确的概念。
So if you wish more material on the subject, please write to us.
要是你喜欢多得一些关于这一方面的材料，请给我们写信。
You will also, find more material on the subject of the state of the dead in our Bible correspondence lessons.
在我们的圣经函授课程里头，你也可以得着许多关于死人的境况这一方面的材料。
So just write to us if you desire more material.
只要你喜欢多的一些材料，就请给我们写信。
And may our Father in heaven be with you each one until the next time.
我愿我们在天上的父与每一位同在，直到我们下次再会的时候。